All right, so I'm joined here by one of IndyCar's young and brightest stars, Patricio Ward, also known as Patio Ward. Patio, thank you for joining me here on Sports Map.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, so it's a new season here with Carlin Racing. Lots of expectations, but first and foremost, how is it going with the new team?
It's going fairly well so far. We got to test in Alabama last week, so that was the first test day I got to do in the car, and everything felt well and pretty good. So we're excited for this weekend. I know the expectations are really high, especially being basically like a home Grand Prix for me. So it's definitely going to be an eventful one, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'll be there attending that race. I'm definitely looking forward to watching. So overall, new track here for the IndyCar Series. I wanted to kind of get your take on this track compared to where you ran last year at Sonoma. Is there any kind of similarities, even though it's a vastly different racetrack? Does any of that kind of translate over? Because you ran really well at Sonoma. Do you kind of expect any of that to translate at Circuit of the Americas?
I guess the experience is definitely going to help. Every track is different. Austin is very difficult because it has a little bit of everything, so it's pretty hard to get everything perfect. So, I mean, it's still a little green for me to tell how well we're going to do because I haven't really had a chance to test there in an Indy car, but I think we'll be okay. You know, the team wants to win, I want to win, and that's usually a good formula to start with. You know?
Yeah, I agree, and you'll definitely be one of the ones to watch out there. It's good to have you back here in the IndyCar Series with everything that's went on, and I'm glad to see you racing. A lot of the fans on the IndyCar subreddit were also extremely excited to see you back. Overall, at Circuit of the Americas, is there any type of, like, any part of the racetrack that fans should watch out for? And, if so, which part would that be?
I think definitely turn 12 is going to be a very big passing zone because that's the hardest braking zone in the circuit. Maybe up into turn 1, that's going to be a pretty good one too when cars are coming out of the pits and other cars are on track. And but I think the heavy braking zones are definitely the places to watch. That's where the most passing is going to.
Overall, a pretty exciting new venture for IndyCar going to Circuit of the Americas. I just read, I think they're expecting over 30,000 people. It should be fun to watch for sure, especially in Turn 12. To kind of lighten it up in the questions, is there any kind of race in the future that you would kind of like to race that's maybe not just IndyCar, like, but just kind of just in general, like a race that you would like to run at?
I think, I mean, obviously being a race car driver, I'd love to experience new things. So, you know, doing well in the IndyCar series, hopefully winning the Indy 500, and then maybe, you know, trying to win some other prestigious racing, like 24 Hours of Le Mans, racing in Formula One, like in Monaco, and just, you know, the cool races that very few people get to do. I think that's what makes everything so special.
Absolutely. Indy 500, now that you mentioned it, a big race coming up. I know you'll be running in that. What are kind of your expectations for the month of May? I know the qualifying procedures are a little bit different this year, but what kind of, like, I know you want to go out and win, but, like, what kind of expectations do you set for that type of race?
I think that race is important to keep everything clean because a lot of the time it comes down to luck. If you have some pace
Absolutely.
And there's luck on your side with yellows, with safety cars and stuff, you can come out winning the thing. So I think just having a clean, good race is going to be the key.
Yeah, and watching you race in the Freedom 100 last year, I think you finished third, I believe. Does that kind of carry over
second.
As well? Oh, second. Yeah. My bad.
Second. I missed it. I missed win by like 0.002, something like that.
Yeah, it was an incredible race. The Freedom 100 is always exciting. But does that kind of translate over, or is it vastly different in apples and oranges in comparison?
I think it's a good starting place. The Indy Lights car is because it gives you an idea of what it is to run over 200 miles an hour behind the car, not behind the car. So it gives you kind of an idea. But those 30 extra mile an hour that an IndyCar has are definitely going to be night and day.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's different with how the fuel load picks up and everything and the tires and everything. So it should be a little bit more difficult, but it should be fun to watch you go out there and navigate the Indy 500 in your debut. One kind of last question. I know a lot of the drivers in the paddock have names for their car. Have you ever, like, given your car a name? Not just maybe your Indy car, maybe, like, your car that you drive on the road?
That's a good question, and I've thought about that before, but I actually haven't. I've been thinking of names, but I'm still in the process, so maybe I'll come up with it before this weekend starts, and I'll post something on social media.
That would be very funny. I think it would get a lot of likes and a lot of retweets, seeing how...
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I appreciate it for you coming in and talking with me. Like I said earlier, I really have enjoyed watching your progression in the Indy Lights and now up to where you are now. I really think that you can be a champion here pretty soon. So I'm glad to get to talk to you first, kind of, in a way.
No, thank you so much. It's been definitely a really cool adventure so far, and I'm looking forward to what the future has in store.
All right. Well, I'll see you come Sunday at Circuit of the Americas. That's Patricio Ward, one of IndyCar's brightest stars, as I said. You can see him in the Carlin Racing Chevy come Sunday on NBC Sports. Patricio, thank you so much. It's really an honor.
Thank you guys for everything, and I'll see you at the track.
I'll be there.
All right. Later, man.
Later.